Welcome to Monday of Holy Week. We had planned to be doing a Mass, a Eucharist with anointing, because we so often hear the readings of Mary and the ointment on Monday of Holy Week. Instead, we are hearing reflections from Jerusalem, a service that we started new last year, with some reflections from the Diocese of Gloucester's Experience Easter for adults. We at least managed to do Experience Easter for school before things changed this year. The reflections for the adults are more poignant and indeed heart-wrenching towards the end. Stuart Johnson is going to guide us from Palm Sunday through to the cross. Our prayers are from Anita Byers, and we will hear Paul and Christine sing again. You can join in the songs for which there are words. There is no interspersed liturgy between reflection and prayer and music.
Sunday. On this day, a week before Easter Sunday, Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey in fulfillment of the words of the prophet Zechariah, who said, "See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey." Matthew tells us that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey as a symbol of the fact that he came as the King of Peace. As he did so, a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!"
True and humble King, hailed by the crowds, Grant us the faith to know you and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. Amen.
My song is love unknown, my Saviour's love to me. Love to the loveless shown that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? He came from his blessed throne salvation to bestow, but men made strange had none the longed for Christ would know. But oh, my friend indeed, who at my need his life did spend. Sometimes they strew his way and his sweet praises sing, resounding all the day, hosannas to the King. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry.
Maundy Thursday, Last Supper. One April evening, a young Galilean sat down to supper with his companions. He knew quite well that he had made enemies, and that in another part of the town they were planning his death. At that meal he did something very simple, and said something very unusual, intending that in the future his friends should be able to remember him by it. The amazing thing is that 2,000 years later, he still has his friends, vastly more now than then, and that they still remember him in the same way. St. Paul tells us, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." At the Last Supper, Jesus gave the church her central act of worship, for it is the one thing that he asks his friends to do, to proclaim his saving death.
God our Father, you invite us to share in the supper which your Son gave to his church to proclaim his death until he comes. May he nourish us by his presence and unite us in his love, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Monday, Thursday, washing of feet. At the Last Supper, Jesus did another amazing thing. As St. John tells us, Jesus got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped round him. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." Jesus, as the foot-washing King of Love, spells out what he means when he says to his disciples, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." The word for this day is Maundy Thursday, and that comes from the Latin for commandment, mandatum, reminding us of this new commandment to love.
Jesus, Lord and Master, who served your disciples in washing their feet, serve us often, serve us daily, in washing our motives, our ambitions, our actions, that we may share with you in the mission to the world and serve others gladly for your sake, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
Now to follow him, to
Maundy Thursday, Gethsemane. After the Last Supper, Jesus went to a place called Gethsemane, where there was a garden, and asked for his disciples to keep him company and pray for him. St. Matthew says, going a little further, Jesus fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Jesus prayed in this way three times whilst his disciples fell asleep. Jesus was alone in his mental agony, such that St. Luke says his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Then Judas arrived with a large crowd armed with swords and clubs, having told them that he would identify Jesus by giving him a kiss. This he did, and Jesus was arrested. All the disciples deserted him and fled. Jesus was betrayed, abandoned, and alone.
Lord Jesus Christ, tempted like us, but without sin, bring us in the hour of temptation to kneel beside you in the garden, and not to rise till the struggle is past and the choice made, to do the Father's will, for your tender mercy's sake. Amen.
Crucifixion. None of the gospel writers play on the horror and pain of crucifixion. They tell how the crowds who had welcomed Jesus just a few days ago with shouts of Hosanna now cry, "Crucify him." Pontius Pilate, who knows he's innocent, washes his hands of him, and to avoid trouble, listens to the clamour of the crowd and orders Jesus to be executed. Jesus was mocked by the Roman soldiers, who crowned him with thorns, spat at him, and then led him away to crucify him. Throughout the events of Good Friday, Jesus says very little. St. Luke, however, records two wonderful things Jesus said from the cross. Firstly, Jesus prayed as they crucified him, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And later, he turns to one of those crucified beside him, who acknowledges he is guilty and Jesus is innocent. This man asks Jesus to remember him. Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise. When Jesus dies, he does so with a shout of triumph. It is finished. And he commends his spirit to his heavenly Father. The cross becomes the place where evil throws all it can at Jesus. And he meets it with forgiveness and love. On the cross, God shows us how much he loves us. As Jesus himself said, as he foretold his death, I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all me to myself.
Jesus, by your wounded feet, direct my path aright. Jesus, by your nailed hands, move mine to deeds of love. Jesus, by your pierced side, cleanse my desires. Jesus, by your crown of thorns, annihilate my pride. Jesus, by your silence, shame my complaints. Jesus, by your parched lips, curb my cruel speech. Jesus, by your closing eyes, look on my sin no more. Jesus, by your broken heart, knit mine to yours. Amen.
Oh, for thou world's despair, we feel the nation's pain. Can anything repair this broken earth again? For this we pray in every place, a spark of grace to light the future in their hand, entrusted with the care of this and every land. When comes the hour, O Lord, we pray, inspire the way we spend upon. Cross from our fears, and inwardly we start to turn our ploughs to spears. Help us to sow love's precious seed in word and deed that peace may.
And the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
So may the Father, who so loved the world that he gave his only Son, bring you by faith to his eternal life. Amen. May Christ, who accepted the cup of sacrifice in obedience to the Father's will, keep you steadfast as you walk with him the way of his cross. Amen. May the Spirit who strengthens us to suffer with Christ, that we may share his glory, set your minds on life and peace. Amen. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you, those you love, those you pray for, this day and always. Amen.